Sunday is Yeshiva's dinner in Queens. And I happen to be, Be'er Shem, I will be going there because I have someone getting smicha, my family, two people. So I don't think we'll have shir. So that's Sunday. I don't know if other people are going to the dinner or not. That's your own cheshbonos. But we're not competing with, I can't get shir anyway. So even if, besides the fact that maybe guys should be going, but I can't go, we give shir. So Sunday is no shir. So we have, okay. I should send out an email to that effect, but meanwhile, we'll just say it. Okay, so we started this new sugya. Very, very interesting sugya. And basically, the Tavis has, let's just say Tavis outside. Tavis has a kasha. How was Rav Ashi allowed to go into the shul? So we were tumulting that we saw other Yishayim say that because it was a tzairach, the tzairach to shul, Tavis doesn't seem to hold to that answer. Tavis brings an answer based on Rashi that by Bavel, the shuls were out tonight, which is a Gemara in Megillah. So Tavis says that he disagrees with Pshat and Rashi there, because Rashi seems to say that that makes everything mutter. And he disagrees because we find in that Ravina and Rav Ada, they were machber. They did not go in because of the rain, except for the Shmaita and Boy Salusa. Okay, we mentioned, I saw that also, that people answered Tavis Kasha. I don't remember where that was. Maybe I don't remember. That could have been just a Chumrah. Okay. And then, so Tavis has a Kasha. So why is it Mutter? So his basic answer, it wasn't Mamish in a base Knesset.
Rebbe, why is it usher if it it has a bikua to you or whatever it is? Why is it usher to be in there? I don't understand. It's not a regular shul. It's taken down.
Not taken down, but so what? It's even Tavis Ishida is. One second. In other words, Tysus answers, well, let me just finish in the end of the Tysus, and then we'll listen to your question, because it's relevant to the end of Tysus. Tysus now, so Tysus, that's how Tysus answers, because without the shul, Tysus has to explain the Gemara Megillah, because once Tysus told us that he doesn't agree with Rashi Pshat and Megillah, so what is Pshat and Megillah? So he says, the last four lines of Tysus, so the Tanai helps for Yechrevu. Okay, so Shmuel is asking that if the Tanai helps for Yechrevu, so here we're talking about Rav Ashi, they knocked down the shul, and they're in the midst of rebuilding it. And Rav Ashi is sleeping in the shul. That's Yechrevu. It's destroyed.
Yechrevu is when it's destroyed and you're not going to use it as a shul. But over here, you're knocking it down for the purpose of building the shul. So it doesn't lose its kedusha.
Okay, I agree. That's the thing you have to say. That as long as since they never, in other words, it wasn't destroyed. It was just renovated. It's called renovation, it's not destroyed. When it's destroyed, it somehow loses its kedusha. Renovations, it still has a makom, has it still kedusha, and therefore, okay. So
I thought it was interesting that Sandy's answer, the Magen Avraham, quotes an aguda to that effect. He says dafka where their das was not to rebuild, so that would be very nice. The Pnei Shlomo asks the question and doesn't give that teretz. And I saw
Shlomo asks this question. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I don't have a Pnei Shlomo. I mean, I can't say we have a Pnei Shlomo here, but I don't think, I know that's like on the main from about Basra, but somehow the yeshiva, we put away our svarim. We're gonna have to order some new svarim. So some Svarim we have and some we don't have. I'll have to check if we have it by Shlomo. I'm going to have to check.
To me, it seemed like his Teretz was fairly dochek. I thought it was interesting that if there's a Magen Avraham that's quoting an Aguda with that Shita, and I actually found Aguda inside. Aguda quotes Artosis, basically. It was just interesting to me. Maybe he didn't see, I don't know. He doesn't.
Shlomo was the Bnei Shlomo. Who wrote the Bnei Shlomo?
Shlomo Gantz, really. I thought he's the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch.
It doesn't sound right. He went to see the Magen Avraham. He was a big Shulchan Aruch person. Okay, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Okay, anyway, let's go back. So that is interesting. Why, you know, Shvera Bnei Shlomo? Okay, I have to try and find it. So we were yesterday. We didn't really get it started, but we just Rego Achas. Taisus basically says, Rashi says Tanai helps for everything. Poshib Shad in Rashi, that Tanai helps. Theoretically, if you would make a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael, it would also help. It's just there's a din that they make a Tanai in Bavel, and they made a Tanai in Bavel, and that Tanai takes off the Kedushas Beis Knesses, which makes sense. In other words, basically, Tanai is not really a Tanai like a Tanai B'nai God or B'nai Ruvein. Because you know you're not making it; it's not conditional on anything. You're just saying that I don't want this place to have. Even though I'm davening here, I'm not designating it for a Beis Knesset. It's not really a Tanai. It means I'm stating that this should not have Kedushas Beis Knesset. I don't. It's not a Tanai. If you know, it's a statement. I don't want this place.
It's Lagabi, though, right?
What?
It is legabe because we don't say there's a Tanai for everything, right?
Why not?
Maybe you could make a Tanai for everything, but normally, right, you would say that it's still, if you made a Tanai, we're allowed to eat in this Beis Medrash. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara, right?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, the question you're asking, I'll say it better, is that if you made a Tanai, according to Rashi, and the Tanai works, are you not Mekayim the din of davening in a shul? Right? In other words, we know that there's a big inyan of davening in a shul. Taisa, according to Taisa, that's the hope shot of Sluye. That even though you got a place to daven, an outdoor maybe, we want you to daven in a shul. So you want to know, does a Tanai remove the Kedushas Beis Knesset, say you're not a shul? So you're assuming that it does not, and it only removes the Kedusha to Gabi, and I don't think
it's Legabe, yeah.
I don't know if I agree with you. I thought, didn't really do any research in the sugya, that that's a stira. You can't do that. Either there is Kedusha Beis Knesset, no Kedusha Beis Knesset. It's a stira. You can't be simultaneously if there's Kedusha Beis Knesset, but you can eat there. That means there's no Kedusha Beis Knesset. What?
Mikdash Ma'at.
Okay, so it could be your.
Have a case, maybe.
I have to admit, I did not do any research and didn't think about it, but just the Mana MS, when I was thinking about it without any research, I was under the impression that the Tanai removes, according to Rashi, the Tanai removes the Kedusha totally. That's what I would thought. So, but maybe I'm wrong. That could be. I'm not ready to you know, I'm not basing that on any information. Just that was the fastest that I thought.
There was a law firm in Philadelphia that had a Mincha Minyan every day, and they had the lawyer had an Aron Kodesh in one of the rooms, and people were coming from outside to have Mincha every day. So they wanted to know about putting the pushkas inside the Aron Kodesh so that people, you know, wouldn't steal them. So I think if I remember correctly, the Yeser Shmuel Kamenetsky. And he said that if when you make the Aron Kodesh, you do it with a Tanai, then you could do it. But everybody would agree that the Aron Kodesh has Kedusha. So don't you see that that's a Lagabi thing?
No, I don't know. I know. Maybe he's saying that since they made out Tanai, It doesn't have Kedusha. I don't know.
Okay.
But maybe it was like a special shelf.
It's
a special shelf for the Pushka. There's a shelf.
Well, no shelves in Aron Kodesh.
Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, but Rashi Shita is very simple. Oh, now we got Rashi Shita. Not so simple. Rashi Shita is a Tanai works stamp. But Taisus goes ahead as an interesting Shita. Taisus says that Tanai only works once it's Charev. So this is now Pashas, that wasn't the guy's das. The guy tried to make a. Taisus also agrees, Pashas, that the person's trying to make a Tanai for everything. He's not saying, because the Taisus is saying Tanai doesn't help. So Pashas, the person made a Tanai for everything. But Taisus says that Tanai doesn't work, calls man. It is standing, but it works when it's destroyed.
So maybe when it's destroyed isn't enough. How does Tosfos know that when it's destroyed isn't enough?
What?
How does Tosfos know that when it's just the fact that it's destroyed is not enough? Because we know in Eretz Yisrael that a destroyed
Tanai has to do something.
In order to understand how the concept of Tanai works altogether, we need to say.
So Taisus learns that the Tanai works not when it's destroyed, but when it's not destroyed, the Tanai doesn't work. But when it's destroyed, it does work. Also, Taisus is not here, but in Megiddo, we'll have to see, he says that in Eretz Yisrael, Tanai doesn't work. So the question, both points need clarification. If you can make a Tanai, according to Taisus, and Tanai works once it's destroyed, why can't it work without being destroyed? This is like, you know, your two dead horses. Destroying the shul doesn't remove the Kedusha. Tanai doesn't remove the Kedusha. You got both together, you remove the Kedusha. You know, we don't like two dead horses. So why, how does the Tanai combined with the shul being destroyed to remove the Kedusha, right?
That maybe is tonight is only meant to be effective then.
Beferish. According to Taisus, what if the guy said beferish? I want to make a tonight that I can eat there even before it's destroyed. It's pretty mashma in Taisus that would not work. That you cannot make a tonight, even if you've spoken up, because some people say that altogether tonight has to be spoken up. So Taisus is arguing with Rashi. That means he's saying that even if you spoke it out, some people say that the Tanai is self-understood. But many people say, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Pshat in Tanai is that you have to verbalize it. So Taisus is mashma, even if you verbalize it Tanai, if it's standing, the Tanai doesn't help. But if Nechrav, if you didn't have a Tanai, it would be usher. But now that you have the Tanai, it helps. So this is the challenge, you know, the obvious problem is that what in the world does this combination of Tanai plus being destroyed, how does the two things that have nothing to do with each other, Pashtas, how do they join forces to remove the Kedusha of the Shul? The second thing is, why in Eretz Yisrael is there a difference? If Tanai works, so Tanai should work in Eretz Yisrael also. What's this special thing that in Eretz Yisrael Tanai can't work? You know, what's that supposed to mean? Okay, so
and the second point, the Magen Avod investors.
Okay, so those are the problems.
What's Pshat Rashi?
Rashi's easy, and as you say, like Chaim going, Rashi's easy. Rashi says you can make it Tanai. The Tanai works for everything. Pashtas. Rashi didn't say any. As far as we know, Rashi holds that the Tanai works for everything, even if it's not destroyed. Rashi says that.
But Rebbe's saying it might not be a shul.
They're disagreeing on. Is it not a shul?
I agree that you can make it not a shul.
I understand. Question is,
when you only do part,
can you do as can you marry a girl halfway? See, I'm marrying you, chutz m'sherek sisvel no. So, you know, a lot of people say you can't do that. If you're married, you're married. If you're not married, you're not married. So if it's a shul, it has Kedusha. You can't say it should have a shul. It should have the kedusha of a shul for davening, but it doesn't have the kedusha for eating. I mean, either it has kedusha or it doesn't have kedusha. I don't know. All right, so that's a shayla. We don't know. Okay, that's, I sent, I don't know. I apologize because I didn't know what I was doing. So I just sent it right before this year. But so we have to look at that. Maybe we should read the Titus and Megillah. And then we should, there seems to be a bir halacha here that seems to be discussing these shaylas. There's the Magen Avraham too, but it seems that the bir halacha is more. And so I skipped to the bir halacha. But the Magen Avraham is also important. That's true. But anyway, let's read Titus and Megillah. In many ways, it's a repeat of our Titus. But it's a little different. So yeah, you have the Megillah. I sent it the page. I don't know if you. It's in the. It's Megillah Chaf Ches Amud Beis, I think. And Divrei Hamazgil Pratei Knes Siyot, the top Tosfos. Right, but if you have it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you know, people don't look like they're staring. They like they don't have it.
I posted it. It's posted on the group.
Oh. Yeah, we got it. We got it right before the share.
Okay. I also sent it. But you probably sent it before me. You were a big tzaddik.
It just printed the way it printed on my. I have to like look on the screen because it printed funny.
Okay.
Too small for my eyes.
Yeah, you're young. I can't say that. only you got to be a certain age to say that. You're too young to say that. Rashiva used to have a joke. I don't know if
Rebbe, many of us are older now than Rebbe was when we were his Talmidim.
Okay.
Like our Darius Stroll 30 years ago, Rebbe was not 46 years old.
All right, I'm sorry. You're right. No, yes, I was not. Rashiva used to have a joke that he said, if for some reason he liked this joke, he used to say it all the time for a while. Shiva walked out of his house on Groton Street. And he tripped on the sidewalk. There was a sidewalk. There was a root of a tree that pushed up the sidewalk, very common in New York. And he tripped on it. So Rashiva said, who or when did the sidewalk get crooked? He thought that was very funny because he assumed that the sidewalk was always crooked for the last 20 years. And just that he got old, and he tripped on the sidewalk because when you're older, these things bother you more. But instead of blaming it on his older age, he said, "Hey, the sidewalk got cracked. The sidewalk got ruined. The tree all of a sudden pushed up the sidewalk." And do you remember Rav Shiva for a while he was saying over that? He thought that was very humorous. It was like to bring up a point. People always blame the other person for their problem. It's not me, it's the sidewalk. So Chaim, it's not you, it's the printer you're using. Okay, let's see Tosfos. Pate kliza shababa altanayim esuyim. Reitza leimar. Kod man shehein batatim. In other words, only when they're potato. That, I assume potatim is another way of saying destroy, no?
Why can't it be when they're not in use?
So then that's different than our Tosfos. He's saying even if it's bato, even if it's not destroyed?
I don't know. It's an interesting lashon that he's using.
Okay, let's keep on reading. So a chazina b'brais et reil, v'gam shamaroem lo irik loitikai the basic class, et neik shamim, en emishom d'shmai d'blai shalusa, v'hok l'mairik ishacharit. So here, I don't know what's going on. Tonight. So before in the beginning of the piece, he said, called my chain potato. But now he's saying clearly,
if it's bottle, it's a churban.
So does that mean that potato was something different than churban?
If we say like Chaim Gordon and the Aguda I quoted before, then maybe he's trying to stress charav that's batal as opposed to charav for renovation.
It calls manchehem betayda means if it got destroyed and rebuilt, maybe in other words, if it got destroyed and got rebuilt, so then the fact that it got destroyed doesn't make a difference, maybe. In other words, once it, but that's maybe pasha, because once you rebuild it, so it's time, it's like a new show.
No, even before you rebuild it, I thought.
Right, now we're talking before you rebuild it, right?
Potato.
Before you rebuild it.
Potato would include, you know, that wouldn't fit into the words then. Because potato doesn't mean that there is, you know, potato means it's not in use. So you can, it's hard to say that it means potato means la fuke, that you weren't planning on using it. I know that's going to fit. That doesn't fit so well in the words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the question is, what's the main, is the main thing the fact that it's destroyed? The main thing the fact that it's not, no longer used? Maybe the fact that it's destroyed is sort of, is it a hekitimsa or is it the,
what would happen, for example, okay, let's pick a case. Let's say you have there are plenty of shuls in New York, which a neighborhood goes, and they close off the shul. So it's not in use, but it's not destroyed. I don't know, that would be a big chiddush to say that it loses its, that according to Tysis, it's the Tanai works. I would tend to doubt that. I would assume that the Tanai does not work until it's destroyed. I don't think it's just because it's not in use.
You mean destroyed doesn't mean totally destroyed, right? Because
okay, maybe.
Or you're saying you could use it for something, so obviously it's not totally destroyed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the ground is there anyway, but the frame could
but
be.
But if the people aren't diving in there, it's
okay. Horrible. But I'm saying everything is in perfect condition, it just is no minion. They lock the doors. You know, it could be a little dusty, it could be broken a little bit, but it could be relatively easily fixed.
In those places, they actually end up selling the property to Goyim or something, so.
Yeah, then they sell it directly.
What?
I think they those end up getting sold because they can't afford the property tax or whatever it is, or the mortgage. And they have to sell it.
They want the money, or they want to take the money and use it for something.
A lot of Geneva shishtik, regretfully. In other words, what happens is, regretfully, the community spend millions of dollars building shuls, and then everyone moves out. And the last guy who's there is the president of the shul, and he's the board, and he can sell the shul and pocket the money.
We're not discussing now that part. We're just saying, are you halachically allowed to? I mean, let's say it's Rav is the last one, and that's a severance pay. You know, is he allowed to lemaisa sell it and move there?
He hasn't been paid in 10 years.
I don't think he can sell. I don't know. I'm not sure he can sell it. There was
usually
the bank takes it then.
Third hand, they do it through a.
It's like right. They figure out something. I remember in the yeshiva had a piece that someone left them a shul, and they were not allowed, they couldn't sell it, and so they left it empty, and somebody went in, they got someone was supposed to watch it, and he ended up using it for something, and Rabbi Ginsburg was so happy because he said once the guy used it for something, he wasn't allowed to, and it without permission. He said now he took off the Kedusha's base class and now they can sell it. You know,
I used to get a ride from Queens to Brooklyn for someone from Shara Tara. So at least one time we gave a ride to Reb Zadel Gepstein. So we're driving through the Jackie Robinson. They used to be Interborough. So we're driving through East New York, and we passed by a church, which there's churches there that have like a Mug and David on the railings of the church.
Right.
So Reb Zadel points at building and says, that was Chaim Berlin. He tells us that was Chaim Berlin. As we passed by some church in the middle of East New York.
Okay, I'm sure that there is a way of doing it, but not so posh. You know, for those who are from Chicago, that was a giant machlokes in Chicago because Gokey sold their building to a church, I think, or something. There was a big machlokes. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was,
He left?
I think so. Left or got booted. I don't exactly know what happened, but he came out very strongly that it was usher. And they did not like that. That's my impression. I don't know anyone from Chicago know the facts. No, that's my impression. Okay, anyway, but let's We're not talking out of our hat. We don't know. But the I don't know whether Chorev and Bato are the same thing. Let's keep on reading. Now Tavis is saying this other sheet. Now the question, are they totally Zebizah? Why? Sharei the ace bar go be meira be a meido tipaka kudushasin. Because since anyway, the kedusha is going to go off eventually. Ava oisam shaber just run on money tonight. Shrei kedushasam la odam kayamis. So, what kind of svara is this? She's saying that the ones above El.
It's a lower level kedusha because it's not a permanent kedusha by definition. You can't make it, doesn't, you couldn't make it permanent. It's destined to leave.
Oh, Gupa, why does it go off when the Mashiach comes? If you can't make it tonight, you take off the kedusha. And the Gupa, it's like a circular. Well, you, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't make it tonight and take off the kedusha. Now we have a shul in Bavel. I'm mekadoshin. Now, when the Mashiach comes, let's say I didn't make it tonight. So still the Kedusha goes off. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it says. Yeah.
So why does the Kedusha go off?
So that's what Hashem said.
Because it's not needed anymore. We're not in Golos anymore. It's not needed.
No, the Kedusha.
Shekhinah leaves. I don't know.
Is we don't want you davening in Bavel, Chutz Yaretz. So the Kedusha of all the shuls will go off. Okay, so there's a Siba, Pashib Shat. There's a Siba why the Kedusha goes off. So why should that make that the Tanai helps? Right now,
since the Kedusha is not a permanent, it's a lower level Kedusha. And since the Kedusha leaves, on such a Kedusha, you can make it Tanai.
I'm starting up with you. I don't know. Who is Pshat is that as a lower level of Kedusha or just that the Kedusha is Paka? The words of
No. Kedusha is Paka, but that makes it by definition a lower level.
I don't know. Then why should that be? You have a full fledged Kedusha. I marry a woman. Now I'm planning on divorcing her. Does that make it a lower level of a marriage? A person's only made to die. So it makes it a lower level of marriage. The Mashiach is going to come. And that's going to like die. Bavel is going to die. So Bavel will die. So the Kedusha will go off. So that means that the Kedusha, the Chatzchila, was a lower level.
Why do we have to say
it wasn't going to last forever?
What?
Because it wasn't going to last forever.
So is it, the question is, there are three ways of saying it. There's a way that I think probably Sandy sounds like he wants to say that the Chatzchila, Bavel only got temporary Kedusha. Right, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's the same Kedusha, but you see that it's temporary. So they have the ability of being makdim with the Hafkah. The Hafkah is supposed to happen when the Lekshev Mashiach.
I don't know. How can you be? That I don't know what kind of story that is. The Hafkah is happening because the Mashiach came.
That shows me that this is not a permanent Kedusha.
Why is that permanent? It's not a permanent. And the fact that there's a... I'm saying if it means it was never came in the first place, I hear. But the lashon of type, in other words, you could say type is lashon is lav davka. But he made this tipaka kedusha because the chatchila never got kedusha forever. But I don't know. In other words, the literal word. Now there's other things. There are three ways to say it. You could say that a chatchila, a shul and bavel, only got partial kedusha. You could say that it gets full Kedusha, but somehow or another, but when the Mashiach comes, that's a new thing, which causes it to be Paka. And Chaim Gordon was trying to make a combination that it starts out with full Kedusha, then the Mashiach comes as Paka, but since it's going to be Paka, Haguva, that it's omed to be Paka, makes it a Chatzchila as less Kedusha.
Right. Maybe we have this by Shilo. We had the kitchel shaita, kitchel aslo, we say that the kedusha is loilam in that place. So we say in Eretz Yisrael, right? The last time it's not kitchel shaita, right? We have all those gemaras.
I understand. So that, but I just the word tipaka is a little, that means we're saying the words la daka, which you're saying that there in the Gemara that you're quoting, Pshat is that they only made a Kaddish for a temporary Zman. They only made a Kaddish for a Shaita. So that means that when they had Das to make a Kaddish, the Kedusha they were making was only temporary. So when Taifa says when the Mashiach comes as Tipaka, it doesn't mean that the Mashiach makes it Paka. It's that it's Tipaka because it was never made a Chatzchila till when the Mashiach comes. Right? That's one possibility. I don't know if that means that the simple mashmalos of the word Tipaka is that there's something become by a say of the Mashiach that makes it go off. But that makes it harder because if you learn that there's something about the Mashiach that makes it go off, which is a simple translation of the word Tipaka, so then it's hard to understand Taifas and Svara because till the Mashiach comes, you have a full-fledged Kedusha. So no, what do I care?
You see that this Kedusha could be removed. Once you're telling me that it could be removed because of the activation of Mashiach, so then it's Mr. I can also have it removed by an activation of a Tanai. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a permanent Kedusha. Nothing can remove it.
So that's a Simen?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not ready. I would assume
it's a Simen Siba.
It's no, also maybe it's more it of a
it, yeah, it's
it chose maybe, it's maybe the mechanism. Different. Sorry. I was saying, maybe the mechanism that the Chachamim used to make the Tanai work is that somehow, since the Kedusha is going to go away when Mashiach comes, we have the ability to make it go away earlier.
Yeah, okay, but that needs a lot of hezra because Bajib Shah Mashiach comes because of Mashiach. There's like, okay, I don't know what that, okay, I mean, there's, okay, you have to know what that means. What that means. Mashiach comes, you know. Okay, I don't know. So Taibis, we don't know what this far is. I just like to go. So Taibis is saying, just to get the words, that in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Eretz, that in Bavel, since the Tanai helps, because when the Mashiach comes, it'll be Tipaka. So therefore, the Tanai helps even before the Mashiach. So at least, I don't know exactly. Definitely don't know logic as far as clearly, you know.
I
it's an understatement. What
I saw something I think yesterday or the day before that even in Bavel there's a difference between whether when Mashiach comes whether that shul is b'churban or b'binyan. If it's b'binyan, yeah, we're not going to say that the kedusha is pakeah because we say asidim b'teknesiot b'bavel to be removed there as well. So if it's a shul that is active, it's built. Yeah, the Kedusha is going to remain, it's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Bechurbanon, it doesn't have to have Kedusha anymore. You just need something to activate the removal of the Kedusha. So when Mashiach comes, it activates that removal. So the Tanai could also activate that removal.
Okay, wait, what you're doing, it's a very possibility, but it's not, I don't know if that you're making the two dinim talizeb is that. In other words, Taisus goes ahead in the beginning of Taisus. Taisus says that only Bechorban is in Tanai helps, but if it's not Bechorban, Tanai doesn't help. We had a Kasha, why should that be? If I have the ability to make a Tanai, why can't I make a Tanai even when it's not Bechorban? What is we said two dead horses, right? That was our first Kasha. Now Taisus makes another statement that. In Eretz Yisrael, it only helps in Chutz Yaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. So you're saying that the they're connected because the whole svara is that if it's not Bechorban, so then it's going to be transferred to Eretz Yisrael because of that. That's Chazal of Hasidim. So therefore, the first half of Taisus. That Taisa said that there's a difference between whether it's Chorev or not Chorev is because of the second part of Taisa, right? Since we had a Kasha, if I can make a Tanai when it's destroyed, why can't I make a Tanai when it's not destroyed? So you're answering because when Taisa says clearly you can't make a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael. And when it's not destroyed, that shul in Bavel is considered like an Eretz Yisrael because it's going to move to Eretz Yisrael.
So it has the potential that it's a permanent kedusha.
Right. Okay. So it's going. I mean, I don't even have to. Whatever the hesper is, you don't have to be. It can be maybe more ambiguous. Oh, move to Eretz Yisrael. We whatever Taiva says the svara. I'm just saying what it's structured. It's not even a structure. It's more than a structure. Taiva says the second half that an Eretz Yisrael Tanai doesn't help. Okay. I don't know the hesper. Let's leave. We don't know why. But Taiva, we can take Taiva's word for it. So now we get to the beginning of Taisus. Taiva says that if it's not destroyed, Tanai doesn't help. But if it's destroyed, Tanai helps. So we ask the Kasha, why should that be? It's two dead horses. Why do you need, if you have an ability to make a Tanai in Chutz Yaretz, so why can't you make a Tanai even when it's not destroyed? So I think what you were saying is because since there is this Chazal that the classes of Eretz of Chutz Yaretz will be moved to Eretz Yisrael, so Memeda, it's like a shul in Eretz Yisrael, a shul in Eretz Yisrael. You can't make a Tanai on. So if it's destroyed, then apparently it doesn't move to Eretz Yisrael because only the shul moves to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's not the ground. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to say. So if only the shul moves to Eretz Yisrael, not the ground, so then it's not Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not destroyed, so then the
Magen Avraham is not like this, right? I thought that Magen Avraham was not like this.
Why not? Magen
Avraham says that between the ground and the walls. Walls without the ground is nothing. I think that's what the Magen Avraham was saying. There's no kedusha if just the walls are removed. The walls you can just take up and put that, the kedusha is chal in a place. The place is not kadosh.
The Magen Avraham has two pshatim in that. He has one he likes and one he doesn't like.
I don't even remember
the whole thing.
Okay. Anyway, the Maisa said, I don't know if you could say that because we have to get some Bikiyas. What you're doing is you're making the first din of Taisus totally on the second din of Taisus. And like we'll see in the Bir Halacha that the second din of Taisus. There's a din between Eretz Yisrael, it's highly debatable. And even this, the answer to this question that the shuls in Bava are going to move to Eretz Yisrael, not everyone gives that answer. Not everyone gives the answer. You know, some people say the answer is that no, they don't get moved. You know, that's not that's not a kasha on Taivis. And the answer, okay, you're working with the answer that the shuls, if it's Harev, the ground doesn't get moved. And therefore, but other people give other answers. The Yoraba gives the answer that even though it gets moved, but it doesn't take its Kedusha with it. So it gets moved to Eretz Yisrael, becomes a private building. So then your
answer doesn't work.
What?
It wouldn't get a new kedusha.
It doesn't. It gets moved. It doesn't become moved as a shul. In other words, it gets moved. She said something like that. That in other words, it gets moved to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not it doesn't get it in shul. It's not pashit. But Sandy's saying it. Sandy's taking the second din of the Taisus and using it to answer the first din. But I'm pretty sure that there are people that hold it a first din without the second din. You know, they don't hold that it's not an Eretz Yisrael. And not everyone agrees with the thing that a shul in Bavel gets moved to Eretz Yisrael. You see, a rabbi says they move, but it's not a shul, you know. So you're making the first din of Taisus contingent on two factors which are debatable. One is that in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply. And two, that the shuls get moved to Eretz Yisrael. The whole shuls are not the broken shuls. You know, not everyone agrees to that. Some people say, even the broken shuls also get moved to Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, however they resolve the question differently. That's what the Eddie Rabbah says, that a broken shul also gets moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's just it doesn't have Kedusha. So then it wouldn't help.
That's far as in Bavel, it's like Eretz Yisrael while it's there. That's what he's saying.
Andy was saying we may be jumping. Sorry, Taivis says that in Bavel Tanai helps, but in Eretz Yisrael Tanai doesn't help when it's destroyed. So everyone asks Akash, and the Magen Avraham asks Akash on himself that either there's a chazal that the shuls above are going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. So everything should be considered like a shul in Eretz Yisrael. So the Magen Avraham answer was that that when they say a shul in Bavel moved to Eretz Yisrael, that's only a shul that's not destroyed. But a destroyed shul does not get moved. So Sam was using that. So therefore, I can explain the difference between a destroyed shul and a non-destroyed shul. A non-destroyed shul is going to move to Eretz Yisrael, but a destroyed shul won't move to Eretz Yisrael. That solves the problem. But not everyone accept that Magen Avraham's answer. So we can't necessarily, you know, explain Taisus with the Magen Avraham's answer that a destroyed shul doesn't get moved and a non-destroyed shul does get moved. When there, you know, you have to look around. There are probably other answers. I mean, I saw already that the Ohi Rabbah gives a different answer. So, okay, but I'm a little bit jumping. So let's finish Taisus. So we're not so clear on what this means, that when the Mashiach comes, it's going to be Paka. Does it mean that we have this Chakira? Does it mean that in the Chatchira, it has a lower level of Kedusha? Or does it just mean that when the Mashiach comes, the Mashiach is some force that Bekumva say is Mafkiyat? It's like when a husband dies, so it's Mafkiya the Kedusha. So assuming it's the second way, we don't really understand the Svara. If it's the first way, it's much easier to understand it. But the second way is hard to understand, but it's not so mashma in the Lashon. Okay, let's continue. So he's saying that in Eretz Yisrael, where the Kedusha is the item. So therefore, Shrei Kedusha is the item Kayemes. If Daimar, Kivin the Mahani tonight, O Sinshim Ababo, Kosher Hidereel, the Ravina Davide, Bekinista, Ma'ara, Vamre, Ravashi, Zil, Zande, Mishiva, Tuvi, Eir, Vamai, Yisrach, Masas, Kain, Ashen is Charev, Yishlomar. Okay, this I don't think that this is a side. Different point. Should this real the Zara, this real Avikas Rosh, Beyser, Bagnas Nevis, Shemoki, Osra, Fida, Bakaravana. Okay, this is something else. Okay. Anyway, so we have basically two things we don't understand at the end of the day. We don't understand, maybe I should say three things. We don't understand according to Rashi, because that was at the beginning of Shere, it came up. When Rashi says Tanai helps, does it help? Does it remove the kedusha of the shul or not? Meaning, if let's say you're a Rashi person, is there an inyan not to make a Tanai, or does it hurt? What does it hurt to make a Tanai? In other words, do we say that isn't? Why not make a Tanai? You'll be able to eat there, or no? You don't want to make a Tanai because by making a Tanai, you're removing you want to daven in a shul that has kedusha. Don't make a tanai. You're ruining your shul by making a tanai.
But the Knesiyah Shabbat tanai nisuyin sounds like that's what the Chachamim did, right?
Not clear. I see in the Shulchan Aruch, I think that there's a machlok is whether you have to speak it out or it's automatically done.
If you say it's automatic,
some people say that in Bavel it was automatic. There was the Stamdas in Bavel.
Yeah, it sounds that's or yeah.
Maybe Dafka Bavel, not us.
Yeah, right. if you say that, it just sounds a little strange that nobody was davening in what's a real a shul.
Well, we're not, according to Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. On the other hand, I hear. So that's one question. And I agree. It's not a, It's not so simple. But the other hand sounds very strange. You're Kaddish, you're not Kaddish. The Gabi, this you're Kaddish, and the Gabi, this you're not Kaddish. Tanai usually cannot make it a Gabi. And Tanai does not make it a Gabi. And, you know, tonight you can't make it a Gabi. The Gabi has to have some logic. How do you get the Gabi? Kedusha is basically that says you're Kaddish. The Gabi, either you're not Kaddish. Like, what is it? Right, that's hard to hear.
It's Almanach.
What?
Rashi's Rashi's
Lashon is Almanach.
Yeah, but okay, but
that's say words from Torah's nether or something, right? So like you can limit the nether. You say
I'm not sure. You have to be a big bucky to know if every Almanach means tonight. Okay, I don't know what. I'm sorry.
I'm saying it could. Let's say it works like Torah's nether, right? When the town makes a shul, they're making it. It's like they're making makdish it in a sense, right? So they can, you know, it's not a kedushas aguf. It's a kedushas bamin. Whatever it is, it's.
So you can make up whatever type of kedusha you want.
Well, you can say anytime you make a nether.
The Torah is the one that said that a shul has kedusha and you can't eat in it. It's based on Bekairis. Just like you can't marry a woman and say, I marry you, but I don't want to be married. I got to be Sheikh Sisfeld. That's called not Namashi Kosa Bezaira. You can't make your own new form of marriage. So, Pashas, you shouldn't be allowed to make your own new form of Kedusha's based classes. So, that's one Kasha we don't know, according to Rashi. According to Tysis, that the Tanai only works when it's destroyed. So we don't know what the svar is. Why does the fact that it destroyed, if Tanai should work, Tanai should work. If Tanai doesn't work, it doesn't work. But why does it work only if it's destroyed? Don't have hazard in that. The third thing we don't understand really is the type is later says it only works in Chutz or Eretz Yisrael. So because in Chutz or it's Paka with the Mashiach. So if he means that Chatzchila only has temporary Kedusha and Paka is a little bit latav, it's not that the Mashiach removes it, it's Paka because it was never there in the first place. It's only there temporarily. The Meda is Paka. Like I married you for 30 days. When 30 days over, the marriage is over. So then it makes a little sense. Since it was in Chutz Yaretz, then the Chatzchila, the Kedusha was lower. So therefore, Tanai would work. Okay, maybe. But if you learn Paka means that the Paka, it's an active thing. The fact that the Mashiach is here and now Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that new Metzias is going to be Mafkia, the Kedusha. But till that happens, there's a full-fledged Kedusha. So it's a little bit hard to hear. Why? Because there's something in the future that's going to come that's going to be Mafkia Kedusha. Does that allow that the Tanai works now? Right? We don't understand that story either. So, okay.
Why isn't the question on Rashi good for the answer for Tysus? Tysus doesn't like the fact that there's going to be some not a basic necessity. Therefore, he has to wait to
the Svara. I'm not arguing what motivating Tysus. We're just trying to understand the Svara.
That's the Svara. The Svara is because he holds that Taka would fall out, not be a basic necessity. That's odd. And therefore, he wasted the Svara. So you don't have to worry about it.
But why can't, if I have the ability, if I have the Kayak to make it tonight, even by a Svara, There should automatically be Kedusha. And I have the Kayach to make a Tanai. So I should have the Kayach to make a Tanai. So it won't be a base Knesset. I have that Kayach. Well, so who takes it away? When someone takes away that Kayach from me? Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We only have a few minutes. There's a Bir Halacha here. I think that's the main one. The Bir Halacha, it's on page Lamed Gimel. I know you people have the It's the Bir Halacha on Lo Mahani tonight. Right, and the Simen Kufnan Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, if you want to get the inside, right? Kupnan Aleph, Sifyan Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah, he said, if you made it tonight, so it works, Becharvano, then I'll be Yeshuva, no Mahani tonight. Okay. I am Mogen Avram, Shehevi, the Davka, the Tanai Shakaw is Rush, Kigon Achir Vishtia. Tonight, right? This really makes it even much harder, because without the Magen Avraham, it's like, oh, we're not. It's, you know, the tonight doesn't work. Okay, so that's you know, maybe it's a little bit understandable. The Magen Avraham is doubly hard, even in when it's not destroyed, and we say tonight doesn't work. But it does work for some things. It just doesn't work for other things. Like that's very like, it doesn't work or doesn't it work? Is it a shul or isn't it a shul? Well, for the super kawas rosh, the deny doesn't work. But for the lower kawas rosh, it does work. I mean, like if it's a shul, if the deny makes an a shul, then it's a shul. And if it's still a shul, it's still a shul. So the Magen Avraham is a added store in the Havana here. Right? This definitely makes this even more difficult. I'm Magen Avraham, Shavit Dabka, Tzunai Shakavis Reish, Yon Achir Vishtia, Likar Becham Neachama, Avrishar Tashmit Nehani tonight. So that's also funny.
Well, what does Shar Tashmit mean?
Shar Tashmis means things that are, you know, that you're not, it's not I don't know, let's say you're reading doing your English homework.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do your accounting. You know, I think that, you know, that's not, you know, Chila, Shtia is Kavis Reish. I don't know why it's Kavis Reish, but that's Kavis Reish. You're getting to your physical body. Chama neachama. I don't know why that's Kavis Reish. I don't know. And I don't know why Chama neachama is Kavis Reish. But Shar Tashmish is probably like that would be an example.
Chama is a different reason. It's not because of Kavis Reish, because of the Zayin, even advisor based matters.
So you read Davka tonight. Shakavus Rosh Achir Ishtia, Kama Vidikarit Bechamei Kama is a different category.
Maybe.
Okay, I don't know. I read it. Davka Shnai Shakavus Rosh Kama Kigain Achir Ishtia Dikarit Bechamei Kama.
Is Mishnah Berurah and Shar Tzion? They explain.
Mishnah Berurah and Shar Tzion. Where?
We're on the right side.
I have the Shar Tzion right here.
The bottom. This chav the Shar Tzion, right? Is it Vayim? I lost time. 1 second.
Yeah. Okay. But
it Lama Dalad Mishnah Berurah. And that's what the Shar Tzion's on.
Yeah, so he says clear, it's
Kavis Reish. Yes. So he says that Sham the Chamek Sham is a form of Kavis Reish. Yes. Yes, so thank you, Shmuel. You saved the day. As long as you didn't shlug me up. Shlug Chaim up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk after Shir.
I'm working out, James. Okay. Because Kamuka Pira Sham Tafido Likro the Adam Misham Kapkena Mahani Bi Yeshuvo Umai Griazem Mishar Tashra Tiama.
I don't understand that Kasha. It isn't going in to greet someone very comparable to Likana Sam of Neachama.
Okay, well, we don't know why Chani Cham is Kavis Reish.
You want me to also wet the washcloth?
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, both of those sound like
Okay, I don't know. Again, but let's just read again. That's he seems to assume that it's different. I don't know. And a vadai. You want to call somebody. You want to talk.
When someone's in the shul, you try to get call them out.
Yeah.
So to go in to call them out would be kalos rosh.
No, it's not kalos rosh. That's.
Well, that's mutter.
That's
only with the tonight.
That's.
He used to tell me I had a phone call.
No mahani tonight. He says. It says they're lomahani tonight.
Oh, gamkin lomahani. Okay, fine.
All right. So the question is, according to the Magen Avraham, since he assumes that this is not Kaos Rosh, for some reason I don't have to get their Kaos Rosh clear. Why Chama is Kaos Rosh, but he assumes this is not Kaos Rosh, and yet it says it's Osir. So we see that the Magen Avraham is wrong. And a vadai, v'bechol Tashmis Osir b'yeshuva. So this is very interesting, just in reading halacha. So the Bir halacha is basically slugging up the Magen Avraham, right? He says, the kasha, I don't think he has an answer. But yet, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Amid Dawid, he paskins like the Magen Avraham. He says, Ayin Bir halacha, right? But he still, in Amid Dawid, Mishnah Berurah does this very often. And you look at the Be'er Halacha, he goes shrugs it up. So what does he mean? La Halacha. So, you know, what
they rely on the Magen Avraham. You don't have to rely on
me to say, I am Be'er Halacha.
He's saying that he doesn't agree with it. It doesn't mean that you have to accept it. Rely on the Magen Avraham.
Halacha la Maisa. So halacha lemaisa, you should rely on the Magen Avraham. So why
you could if you want
in the Be'er Halacha? Why say in the Mishnah Berurah I Be'er Halacha?
Because it's market lahakim.
Halacha has no halachic relevance. It's like, you know.
No.
Halacha is meant for halacha. No, it wasn't.
It tells you what he's telling you the reason to be machmer. He's saying this hatter is not so pushing. I'm not telling you can't rely on the Magen Avraham. He's telling me he has an answer to the question.
In other words. He's saying like this. He's saying basically in halacha we basking like the Magen Avraham. I don't have an answer. Okay, some of the Magen Avraham had an answer, and he knows what he's doing. But I am Be'er Halacha that I have a cash on the Magen Avraham, and therefore you're assuming what it means is that the chatzchila
or about nefesh maybe something. Sounds like a Kabbal Nefesh should be Machmer for Michoshish for the Sfara.
Okay, I don't know. Is that what it means? I wish I had someone to ask because it's not clear. What's interesting, it definitely means that may Ikar Adin you can file the Magen Avraham, which definitely means that this is what Rashi used to always say, that the Mishnah Berurah does not argue with people, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Here, the Mishnah Berurah basically leaves. I mean, this happens, I think, numerous times. I don't think this is the only time. There's many that the Mishnah Berurah leaves the Magen Avraham Shver, but he's still basically basking like him. Right? That's a Derech Himsak. The giant, Ramesha writes this thing that Ein Adayna Mashen Avrayis. And it's like Dhamma to Aruch Hayim. And it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan does that. Maybe the Chazon Ish does that. You know, that they argue. But the Mishnah Berurah, that's what Rashi used to always say, and the Mishnah Berurah does not wreck out, I ran out of time. But the Mishnah Berurah used to always say that there was a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and Derech HaPsak. That the Aruch HaShulchan holds Ein Adayna Mash Ein Avrayis. And the Mishnah Berurah says you go by the earlier people, by the right of the earlier people. And therefore, Rashi held that the Rashiva did not use the Aruch HaShulchan that much because he felt that once Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan argue the Derech HaPsak, and we're passing like the Mishnah Berurah, so it's almost like we're, I don't want to say invalidating the Derech HaShochet. If we have a Psak then, that we can't use his Derech HaPsak. Rav Scheinberg used to always use Derech HaShochet very, very much. I remember I used to go to him. Rabbi Naiman told us also the Rav Moshe.
There was a Bachar in Yeshiva, you used to say the Derech HaShochet was his Pesach. No, Rabbi, you had that story?
Yes.
But Rav Moshe
was not felt that what the Mishnah Berurah and the Derech HaShulchan are arguing Derech HaPsak, and we go with the Derech of the Mishnah Berurah. So Mameda, the Derech HaShulchan, we can't follow his Derech. But okay, but what does it mean when he says Ayin Bibir Alacha? What does he mean to do with that? Okay, I don't know. Okay, if we could continue tomorrow, we barely started, to read this Bir Halacha. You see, it's not so big, but it's a decent size. And if we really want, we can read the next Bir Halacha. But I think the main thing is the first Bir Halacha. But they're both maybe important. So we could try and read that for tomorrow. And then anyway, and then we have to break. We have to do tomorrow because Thursday we're not on. And Friday and Sunday we're not on, so we have to try and finish something tomorrow.
Okay. What's happening on Sunday?
Sunday I have the yeshiva dinner. I thought I started at the beginning of the group. I said I'm not going to be here.